Church.
早安教会。
Good morning, church.
早。
Thank you. I bring greetings on behalf of Orchard Road Presbyterian Church. Thank you for again inviting me. It's really a great, immense privilege to be preaching God's word with you. So let's begin by reading from His word. Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verses 4 to 12. I think I'm supposed to read it, so I'll just read it. Okay. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos, where they met a Jewish sorcerer and a false prophet named Bar Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not being able to see the light of the sun." Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching of the Lord. Let's come to God in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you give us ears to hear, hearts to receive your word, and minds to trust in your truth. Lord, make us humble to accept these truths and give us courage so that we can follow you and what you want of us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today we're going to look at Acts chapter 13. When you look at the book of Acts, this is what we realize, that we are given such a privilege to, in the book of Acts, to see how the church was started. Okay, to see how the church was started.
从今天的那个《使徒行传》十三章，我们会看到说基督的身体是如何的在这一本书里面展开，这是一个非常令人感到惊叹的一个特权。
And they understood one thing, that Jesus came to reveal who he is, and he left them with the Holy Spirit, who then comes and enables them and change them so that they could now be his people.
他们明白到可以成为耶稣的子民，是因为耶稣本身前来揭示他是谁，以及他离去的时候赐下的那位圣灵能够使到他们改变。
So they got together in a community, and this is what they did.
这就是他们成为一个团体的时候的一个群体。
They centered on the gospel. They understood their God and His mission, and they worked tirelessly to see that mission fulfilled.
所以他们明白到说是以福音作为中心，所以明白到他们的神跟他的使命。
So if we were to summarize it, it would be gospel, Holy Spirit, mission.
如果是总结的话，从使徒行传就是福音、圣灵跟使命。
So my first question to all of us, okay, is simply this: are we such a church?
我的问题是非常直接，就是说我们喜年堂是不是这样的一个教会？
Do we exist to make Jesus known and to help others know Jesus?
我们的存活是不是使到耶稣是被众所周知，还是以及我们有帮助其他人去了解、去明白耶稣？
You know, the answer to that is not just a yes or no.
这样的一个答案并不是一个简单的对或错。
Because this is the reality for us as God's people, that service after service, weekend after weekend, we have an opportunity to answer that.
这是一个现况，就是说通过不断的去服侍，我们是被给予一个机会说去回答这样的一个现况。
So we're given to an opportunity to answer it in two ways. First, we walk out and we live as Jesus is the very air that we breathe. Or two, we go out, we live as Jesus is dead to you.
我们被给予机会向这两方面来回答。第一，就是你离开的时候，真的是以耶稣作为你的生命气息来活，还是说你离开的时候， 是耶稣不在你的生命当中。
So what answer does your life give?
所以你的答案将会是什么？
So this morning, what I want to go through is gospel-centeredness living.
今天早上的信息是福音为生命的中心。
You know, the gospel is the very central thing, but yet it's the only the thing that we always forget.
福音其实是我们生命的中心，但是我们往往会常忽略它。
When we talk about church, we don't talk about, we don't think gospel, we don't think Jesus.
当我们谈到那个教会的时候，我们不会想到福音或者是耶稣。
This is what we might think.
这是我们可能想到的。
The ministry that we need to do.
所需要做的事工。
So we think about leading worship, being involved in a band, teach at Sunday school, be a car park attendant.
带领教会组织学的教导或者在那个汽车或者是主持那个交通的一些情况。
That's all that church is for some of us.
这就是我们在教会参与的那个现况。
And we end up losing focus on the big thing, which is the gospel.And we get bothered by the small things of church.
所以我们往往失去了关注福音这个大事，而是被教会的许多小事所打扰。
And I think what we need to do is to get back to gospel-centered focus.
所以我们需要归回到以福音作为我们的关注点。
So we're going to read today in Acts 13, and there are three things that I would like us to see.
我们需要从那个《使徒行传》的十三章里面来看到说怎么样以福音作为我们的中心。
So first, we're going to see God's resolve in carrying out His mission of spreading the gospel.
首先就是我们会看到说，上帝决意说要执行他的传福音的使命。
And second, we see that the gospel of Jesus really indeed has the power to change lives and keep on changing lives.
第二个。现况就是说耶稣基督的福音的全能是在于是能够不断的去改变整个生命。
And hopefully that will bring us to conclude a new reality for us, which is the third one, which is because of the gospel, we can redefine the way we do church, the way we feel church, the way we think about church.
可能我们可以来到一个第三个现况的结论，就是说我们可以因着整个福音可以重新的来决定说我们在教会里面的一个思考，包括我们的感受跟做办事。
Okay, so let's look at the first reality, which is God's resolve in carrying out mission.
我们来看第一个现况，就是神执意要执行他的那个使命。
So the first question we need to ask ourselves is, what is the mission of Jesus?
所以我们第一个问题就是说，到底什么是我们的使命？
And John 17 gives us an idea, and his Jesus' mission was this.
约翰福音的十七章给我们一些启示。
That Jesus came to die, He came to take our punishment, because we have substituted ourselves for God, calling our own shots in life, living for our own glory and fulfillment.
耶稣来是为了我们死，然后为我们牺牲，但是我们常常取代了神为自己的成为我们自己的生命的主。
Because we put ourselves in God's place, God puts Himself in ours.
因为我们常常我们自己于神的位置，而神也会放我们在他当中。
Because we took upon ourselves things that God deserves, so God takes upon Himself the things that we deserve.
因为我们常常取代上帝应有的，所以神也采取了我们所应得的。
So Jesus came to die.And be our punishment. And when we place our trust in Him, though we are sinful, though we are lost, we are more loved, we are more accepted and loved by an Almighty God.
神的这样的一个献身，使到我们能够了解到是上帝的这样的一个爱跟那个有全能的这样的一种牺牲。
C.S. Lewis wrote this. He says, Christians are the physical organism through which Christ acts. His fingers, His muscles,The cells of his body.
C.S. Lewis 有提到说，基督徒身为一个物理性的一个有机体，基督是能够借着他 来行动，包括他的手指、他的肌肉以及他身体的细胞。
So what we realize that God draws us together. We were individuals, but now we are together with a new purpose, with a new purpose to be His body to carry out the gospel.
所以我们大家能够归在一起的话，成为基督的身体的一个部分，基本是就是执行分享这个福音。
Let's look at verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 and verse 5, this is what we see Paul and Barnabas, they're on a mission. But these two people were the result of a church that prayed, that seek God's direction, and were obedient.
我们来看一下第四节跟第五节，巴拿巴跟扫罗在传道的过程中，他们是被因为教会被差派，为教会在祷告寻求神的方向跟顺服这个使命 的一个结果。
And when we look at verse 4 and verse 9, it shows us that God through the Holy Spirit continues to nudge them along, telling them what to do next, where to go.
作为一个顺服他的一个指引的仆人的话，其实是第四节跟第五节就是通过神的圣灵来指引他们说哪里去跟怎么样走。
Okay, so this is the context, okay? They were obedient servants of an obedient church.
这就是一个现况，就是说顺服的教会等于顺服的子民。
And from here on, we see a very interesting pattern. If you look at so this is what comes out. So they preach, they go somewhere to preach into an area which does not know who Jesus is. They preach the gospel. They met opposition, but of course God wins. God always wins, so gospel wins. And those people who oppose the gospel now become Christians. They join the church grows, and everything repeats again somewhere else.
有一个这样的一个模式会产生，就是说使信徒们走进任何的一个地方，他们肯定会遇到一些困难或者一些反对，但是通过神的恩典跟神的福音本身是能够渗透入人的心，这样的话，最终耶稣还会成为让他们成为基督徒。加入教会，然后继续的成长，并且要能够不断的前进，然后他再从另外一个地方再开始跟继续这样的一个福音展开的这样的一个事工。
So while some of us here we may never be sent out the way Barnabas or Saul is sent out, but what I want us to see is the principle behind it. It's God's story, it's God's mission, it's God's church.
虽然我们没有办法像巴拿巴或者扫罗这样子被差派，但是我们需要看到这样的一个模式，就是说这是上帝的故事，上帝的使命跟上帝的教会。
So this isn't a story about Christian making good decisions or having the best outreach efforts, okay? It's not the case.
这不是一个基督徒做好的决策，或者说最好是对外做的一些工作的事工。
It's about God spreading His good news through obedient people who are willing to bear the cost, support, pray wholeheartedly. Then they recognize God's prompting and they went. Obedience.
这是神的一个信息，主要是通过顺服的子民，他们愿意不计代价支持跟全心的祷告，并且能够认识神的提示跟愿望。这样的一个来传递他的好消息。
And when we look at this particular mission pattern, this is what we realize of God, that He is not aloof, that God is not passive, but God continues to work out His plan on earth.
通过这样的一个模式呢，其实是告诉了我们说，神其实并非是一个超然或者是被动的，而是他继续的不断的在我们这个地球上说能够开展他自己的一个计划。
So this Acts 13 is a trip that changed and started a whole journey of the church. And everyone since then who professes faith in Jesus is a life touched by the gospel. And guess what? You and I are proofs of that.
这是一个能够改变许多男女命运的一个旅程，就是说你跟我都能够在这个过程里面成为这样的一个见证，活的一个见证。
And as we read this, at this stage, Barnabas and Saul were not prominent leaders of the church.
从这个 状况来看说，当时的巴拿巴跟扫罗其实还没有成为教会里面所显著的一个领袖。
Okay, so these were people who are ordinary members like us.
这是一个一般的的平民。
So what we are seeing here is a journey of obedient Christians, obedient growing Christian leaders, often a journey with God behind them, in front of them.
这是一个顺服的一个子民，就是当他在那个旅程的时候，像那个使命的旅途的时候，是上帝是在他们的身背后的。
Okay, so this is the reality, right? They were nobodies. Okay, they had no political standing in the world, at all.
他们其实是一个无名之辈，基本上就是说没有任何的一个政治的背景。
But it's very interesting, right? When we read this, this is their first mission, but God sent them face to face with a governor.
你可以看到说，他们却是被差派出去的，去完成第一个使命，而且神差派他们去，面向那个行政官。
They were nobody's talking to a politician.
他们其实是一个无名之辈，能够跟行政官对话。
I mean, it's never a dull moment when God sends us out.
肯定是没有质疑，当神差派我们的。
So what does this relate to us? I think it tells us that our mission is God's mission.
但是这样的一个信息告诉了我们什么？就是说。使命其实是神的使命。
It's the highest mission that we can be on.
是一个最高的一个使命的，我们是我们能够参与的。
So congratulations, because if you are a believer, you're on mission.
所以恭喜大家，如果你是在这个使命里面，你就是一个神的信徒。
恭喜你。I mean it. And this is what we realize, okay? That Jesus is building the church together with us who are here, for the people who are not yet here.
耶稣是在跟我们在这里的人就是信徒一起来建造那个教会。
And when we read the entire Bible, no matter where you turn, where there's God's people, that's the purpose and that's the plan for what He wants to do.
为的是就是说我们为了那些人不在我们当中，然后我们的使命呢，其实基本上就是等同于神的一个使命。
But yet, this is what we often find in churches. This is what we find in churches, that pastors and some leaders, they are trying to do all the work of the church on their own.
但是很多时候我们通常在教会里面，我们会发现哦，这个通常是牧者跟一些的领袖，尝试自己要做所有的整个教会的一些事工。
So they preach, they teach, they settle quarrels in church, they plan for church.
所以他们就传道、教导、计划，甚至处理一些纷争。
So the rest of church, they sit.And they expect to be fed, or worse, they criticize how things are going.
其余呢就坐着看那个期望被喂养，甚至是批评所完成的事情。
Is that true of you?
这是不是也一样的发生在我们当中
？Because if it's true, it just reflects a point that rather than being on God's mission, we are on our own mission.
如果是真的话，那只提醒了我们不在神的使命，我们只是在我们自己的使命当中。
So we are on a mission for ourselves, and there's no higher mission to live our life than to get a nice apartment, to get a job you always wanted, or to crave for Mr. and Mrs. Right.
所以我们如果是这样的话，我们并没有在这个使命的当中，我们只是关注说自己是不是能够拿到那个美轮的一个公寓，或者是热衷于那个职位的一个晋升，甚至是期待那个对的那个伴侣的出现。
But again, the gospel tells us that Jesus broke into this world. He transforms lives and hearts for himself.
但是呢，这里信息告诉了我们，其实耶稣是闯入我们的世界，来转变整个内心的生命，只为着他。
And Jesus gives us the chance to be part of a transforming mission for him.
耶稣是给了我们一个机会说，能够成为一个得胜的一个转变的生命的这个大使命之一。
And when we live for ourselves, we fall under the weight of our small time ambition, and the highest mission of Jesus gets just thrown aside.
但是一旦我们是只是为了自己的小野心而活的话，那整个耶稣的福音的大使命将会告吹。
Our small time mission is never enough. It's tiring. Because that's all there is. But if we embrace the mission of Jesus, it's different.
如果我们只是为着自己的小野心，那将是很累的。如果我们能够为着耶稣的一个使命而活的话，那将是很不一样的一个生命。
You know, if Jesus and His mission is not our mission,
如果耶稣的使命不是我们的使命的话
，we become a club.
我们将会是一个俱乐部。
We are not a community of regenerated believers.
我们将不是一个重生的一个团体。
We have feel good events on Sunday.
只是一个感觉到很不错的一个礼拜的一个团契团节目。
And not a God inspired worship where hearts are challenged and changed by the gospel.
而不是神所激励的那种崇拜的一种服事。
We become a social advocacy group.But not the mission-minded community that furthers the gospel at every opportunity.
我们变成了一个社会里面的宣传的一个团体，而非是有使命意识的团体去争取说每一个机会去推展这个使命。
Do you know how easy it is for any group of people in the world to be a club, to organize events?To have social causes, do you know how easy that is?
你知道吗？这是多么容易的，是对任何一个人的聚集，他都可以成为这样的一个俱乐部，甚至来组织所谓的节目，推行所谓的社会的这样的一个事工。
But only a transformed people of God can be the church on God's mission.
但是唯有一个被神转变的一个子民呢，才是神的使命里面的一个教会。
You have a higher calling.
所以你有一个更高的一个呼召。
So God has already resolved to carry out this mission.
所以神已经志意说要执行这样的一个使命。
So decide who we want to be and what we want to do.
所以我们要决定说我们要成为谁，跟我们要做些什么。
Can we be obedient people set for an extraordinary mission?
我们是不是成为顺服的一个子民，来为着这样的一个使命
？The second reality.
第二个现况。
The power of God comes through the gospel in mission to change lives. So this is what we see. Verse 6 and 7, verse 8 and 9. 6 and 7, they met this guy, the governor. 8 and 9, they met this other guy.But this other guy tried to prevent the governor from knowing Jesus, so he was cursed, he was blind.
现况二就是说神的全能呢是通过有使命的这样的一个福音，从第六节到第十一节，你会看到说六到七，他们其实是遇上跟那个像那位行政官传讲那个信息，然后八到十一节的时候，他们遇到一些阻碍。就是那位巴耶稣，然后他们怎么样子咒诅他，然后使到他瞎眼。
So the Bible tells us this about Bar Jesus. Okay, he says that he's a sorcerer, so he means he has some control over the spirit world, right? He's a false prophet, basically a con man, and he's Jewish.
圣经里面告诉了我们，这个巴耶稣其实是被称为是一个行法术的，他有一对灵界有一些的控制。然后呢，他也是一个假先知，基本上是一个骗子。然后他本身是一个犹太人。
He's a Jew.
他是一个犹太人。
Jews are a chosen people of God.
犹太人是一个被拣选的子民。
So God took them out of slavery, grew them into a nation.
神将他们从奴隶里面释放，然后使他们成为一个国家。
So basically, they know about God, right? They know that He loves them.
而基本上，他们身为一个犹太人，他们知道神爱他们。
So you should know this God, okay?
所以他们应该认识这样的一个神。
So as a Jew, but Jesus should be doing this. He should be helping the governor know this one God.
所以，身为一个犹太人，他应该是预备这个行政官去认识这位神。
But what the Bible tells us, okay, is that he, for his own personal gain, he did something else.
但是圣经告诉了我们，他为了自己的好处而做了一些其他的事情。
So because if the governor he becomes Christian, the governor will not employ him anymore, right?
如果行政官一旦成为基督徒，他就可能失去那个职位。
So, he tried to prevent the governor from believing.
所以他就尝试阻止那个行政官去相信。
It's really quite tragic. Yeah, it's really quite tragic.
所以这的确是一个悲剧。
Romans chapter 2 verses 28 to 29 talks about this. He talks about, Paul talks about circumcision. If you look at it, it says this. It is not the cut of a knife that makes you a Jew. You become a Jew by who you are. It's the mark of God on your heart, not of a knife on your skin that makes a Jew. And the recognition of that comes from God, not from critics.
罗马书二章二十八到二十九节那边说到，因为外面做犹太人的不是真的犹太人，外面肉身的隔离也不是真的隔离，唯有里面做的才是真的犹太人，真隔离也是心里面的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞并不是从人来的，乃是从神而来。
So what Paul is actually saying is true circumcision is circumcision of the heart.
保罗尝试要说的是真正的隔离是从在内心的。
Okay, it's not that outward things are not necessary.
不是说外在的 不需要。
But he's saying that in our hearts there must be a reality of faith or the outward things does not matter.
而是说在内在里面的信仰的那个实况是重要的，而不是说外在的不需要。
So, but Jesus was Jewish, but he wasn't really a Jew. He knew of God, but he didn't really know God.
巴耶稣他其实是一个犹太人，他虽然认识神，但是他好像不认识神。
You know, we tend to look in the Bible, and when we look at characters like Bar Jesus, we like to pass judgment at them. We like to say, you know, they're so ungodly. We cannot be like that.
我们常常看到像巴耶稣这样的一些个人身上的一些特征的时候，我们常常通过我们的那个判断说他们是怎么样的不好或者怎么样的不敬虔。
But don't we realize that we are also capable of the same thing?
但是你们有没有意识到我们其实也拥有这样的一种能力
？I mean, just think about this. Aren't we also guilty of placing our self-interest before the gospel? I mean, aren't we also Don't we also give the outward things more importance than the inward heart?
我们是否也是对自我的利益高过那个把它放在高过福音本内容上感到内疚呢？我们是否是给予外在的事物更多的优先权，多过于内心的
？He's guilty, but aren't we also guilty?
他的内疚是不是也等于我们一样的有这样的一个内疚呢？
So I think we need to keep asking ourselves this question: Who is Jesus to me?
So we need to constantly ask this question: Jesus, who is Jesus to me?
Because it's the inward reality of who Jesus is that makes the difference.
This is an internal situation, and brings the whole life change.
It relates to our motivation for church, our motivation for service.
这个就是整个动机，就是让我们能够跟教会以及其他的一个关联的一个重要的。
So if Jesus is your Lord, live like He is.
如果耶稣是我们的神，那我们就需要活出。
So for us, we don't serve out of guilt or to earn approval from God, because we realize that in Christ, it's all been given. We serve because of Jesus.
我们没有办法处于整个内疚。来服侍，或者是想要赚取神的那个批准。
So the motivation comes from an understanding that through the power of the gospel we have been served with grace, with love, with mercy in Christ. And guess what? That transforms us to a life of thanksgiving service.
整个服侍的动机呢，基本上是从对福音的了解，以及我们以认识到从神的恩典跟怜悯。以及在基督里面的爱里面，而产生了这样的一个服事。
So thankful service of empowering others, helping others know who Jesus is, because Jesus has done that for us.
这样的一个能够一处到达那整个服事授权甚至帮助他们是因为神已经跟我们一起在进展。
So who is Jesus to me? That is the question that makes all the difference in your life.
所以耶稣对我 是谁是一个像重要的，因为他会让我们的生命有不一样。
The inward reality drives the outward reality. Jesus makes all the difference.
内在的现况能够驱使外在的现况的改变。
Verse 9, verse 11, this is what we see, that Saul, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he cursed and made by Jesus blind.
第九到第十一节的时候，从这里看到说，借着圣灵的能力，保罗能够咒诅，跟使巴耶稣瞎眼。
So while God was trying to send Barnabas and Saul to the governor to get to know Jesus,
神差派他们，让那位行政官能够分享到那个福音。
But we realize that by Jesus, he tried to crooked that path.By preventing the governor from coming to faith.
我们看到是巴耶稣尝试歪曲，跟阻止那个行政官去，相信。
So in an instant, God shows him his mighty power, and he became blind.
所以从那这一刹那里面，神显示了他的那个全能，权柄，使到他能够忽然间变得瞎眼。
But when we look at this, it's very interesting because in the midst of God's judgment, by Jesus.His blindness was only for a time.
但是非常有趣的就是，我们看到说巴耶稣在那一刹那的时候，在神的审判里面，他的瞎眼只是其中的一段时刻。
So just like Paul, he was given an opportunity to think about the gospel.
就像保罗，被给予那个机会去思考到那个福音。
So God makes an effort to get him back.
神做了一些安排，让他归回。
And I guess, but Jesus learned the hard way that it is always better to be for God than against Him.
我们看到巴耶稣的确是学了一个痛苦的一个经历，就是说，千万不要阻止神已经定义要发生了。
So verse 12, we see that the governor believed because he was astonished at what the gospel is about.
第十二节我们看到说行政官因为稀奇所听到的那个福音。的一个信息或教导而相信。
The power of God comes through the gospel, transforming and changing lives.
神的大能呢，其实是借着福音改变跟转变那个生命。
So don't miss this, that nothing stops what God has intended to happen.
所以千万不要错过这样的一个信息，就是没有任何事情可以阻止神已经定义要发生了。
Is this God that we can give our control of life to? This is the God that we can give control of our life over to.
这是神能够将那个控制权交予我们，赋予我们。
Okay, two realities, right? God's resolve in carrying out His mission through the gospel of Jesus, and He has the power to change lives, transforms lives, and that hopefully brings us to point number three.
所以现况一就是神决意要执行他这样的一个福音的使命，跟第二次继续不断的改变这个生命，而来到现在的第三个现况。
So how does this story redefine us?
所以这样的一个故事怎么样的重新的定义我们呢？
Acts 13, God's mission began with ordinary people who prayed and they had a vision and they recognized gifts within the body of Christ and they were obedient to wait on God.
使徒行传十三章里面说，教会的使命是从一群以祷告跟有意向认识身体的恩赐，跟在神面前顺服的服事的一些平凡人。
And when God decided to do great things, they were ready to go.
当神决定做一个大事、不平凡的事的时候，他们就准备好就走了。
So Jesus says of his mission, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you.
就像使徒行传二十章所说的，当父差遣我的时候，我也是这样子来差遣你。
So we are the you. We are the you.
我们就是你们。
So for us at church, this should be our new reality, okay? That our mission is the mission of Jesus.And that's the highest calling.
所以成为我们这个教会的我们，其实神的这样的一个使命，基本上也就是我们的使命。
So what God sent the Spirit to do is to do this to enable us to take the truths of the Bible, okay, and use it to inform us, to shape us, to guide us, to direct us for mission.
所以圣灵是使我们也是能够借着圣经本身的一个真理，然后告诉我们、塑造我们，甚至引领我们说来到为了这样的一个使命而完成。
And he does something else. He gives us the ability to serve in a special way here.
所以他赋予了我们一个特定的能力，以这样的一种方式来服侍神。
You know, everything good that comes out of church life is the result of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit coming to change us, to teach us, to practice to be church.
所以任何事情的发生的好的事，都是从那个神的圣灵这样的一个来塑造、来引导，甚至改变我们。
So Jesus is building the church together with us who are here for the people who are not yet here.
所以耶稣是跟我们是一起来建造这个教会，主要是为了那些不在我们当中的为信徒。
Will your response be, okay, let's build the church here?
所以你的反应呢，是跟耶稣说，我们来一起来建造这个教会。
In practice, for us, I think that really means simply this.
从实际的角度，
we keep our eyes on the gospel. We then start praying for our church. We give consistently to our church our time, our money. We serve the church. Basically, we love the church.
就是简单的说，我们会把所有的眼光呢焦聚在整个福音身上，开始为教会祷告，甚至以一致性的用时间跟那个金钱来奉献给教会。
And we do this because Christians are so good at criticizing, but we're not good at loving.
我们如此做是因为基督徒非常精于所谓批评，但是却不善于去爱。
We criticize church service, but we don't serve at one.
我们批评教会服事，但是我们却没有服事。
We criticize how money is used, but we don't contribute.
我们批评那个金钱怎么使用，但是我们却不奉献。
We criticize pastors, but we don't pray for them or work with them.
我们批评牧者，但是我们却没有为他们祷告。
Don't be that self-righteous, judgmental, cynical, suspicious, and unhappy Christian.
所以不要成为这样的一个质疑，或者是怀疑，或者是
suspicious.
Yeah, why?
Cynical.
Oh, cynical. 就是
I can't help you there. I don't know. But whatever it is, don't be such Christians. There are enough of such people around. We don't need more.
所以不要成为这样的一个基督徒，因为我们有太多这一类的基督徒在我们身边。
Do the stuff of Acts 2, and Acts 2 tells us devote yourselves to teaching, to fellowship.Use your gifts and build up the church.
不要成为这样的一个基督徒，因为《使徒行传》的第二章其实告诉我们，需要献身在整个教导跟团契，使用你的恩赐，就是不管是自然的或者超然的，来一起建立这个教会。
Acts 17 tells us that God determines the time and the place that we live.
所以使徒行传十三章告诉了我们，上帝决定了我们在哪一个时候、哪一个地方。
So that means God's hand put you where you are to be part of His mission.
所以就表示说，神的主权的手其实是能够将我们放进他的使命里面。
So if there's somebody that doesn't know who Jesus is at your work, among your friends, your family, or where you live, that's where you find yourself in for mission.
所以如果有人真的是不知道那个耶稣的话，那么在你的工作、你的朋友还有你的家人当中，这就是你被差遣，为复活的耶稣做见证，以及圣灵的能力做这样的一个见证。
So we are a church throughout the week, not just on Sundays.
所以我们是一个整个星期的教会，而不是一个礼拜天的教会。
So that means we serve those in need. We tell them the gospel message when there's an opportunity to, and in the process we glorify God.
所以我们是为了那些没有听到的，就是为他们服事，就是有机会我们就要传讲这个福音。
2000 years ago, the book of Acts, the gospel changed the hearts of needy people.
2000年的以前呢，福音其实是改变了一群有需要的 的人的那个心。
They read scripture, they prayed, they worked through life together, and when God says go, they were ready.
所以他们在一起祷告，甚至宣告说，并且在一起生活的时候，当神说走去的时候，他们早就已经预备好了。
So out went two ordinary members for the important work of the gospel.
所以当中就有两位平凡者，就为了福音的这样的一个重要事工而去。
Now the same gospel is still changing the hearts of people.
那这样的一个福音呢，今天在也一样的在改变着人的心呀。
And God has not stopped yet.
神并没有停止。
I just want to end by impressing upon us that Jesus is not on maintenance mode. Then He is not on maintenance mode now.
只想说在你们身上留下这样的一个印象，就是耶稣并不是一个在维持的状态，而且他现在也肯定不在维持当中。
Think about what we in this room can do if we grasp God's plan and we want to be part of building His kingdom.
想一想，我们坐在这里的每一位，就是说，如果我们能够抓到那个掌握到那个神的计划，以及我们可以成为他们，可以成为神国的一份子。
So let us resolve to live the gospel and let it redefine the way we do church here in this church.
所以我们就重新的决定说神的旨意这样的一个福音跟重新的决定这个教会。
Let's pray. God, we thank you for scripture that you are a God who speaks to us and you are a God who speaks through us. Father, you have done powerful and wonderful things in the book of Acts. You are changing lives, you are transforming lives. And in a very real sense, Lord, you are still doing that here.Now, because for 2,000 years later, we are recipients of your gospel and your spirit. Father, it's truly, truly amazing. Lord, just as the early church was focused on the gospel and being obedient to your call, I pray that we too here will be obedient to the gospel and to be obedient to your prompting, so that, Lord, we can go out, we can be good witnesses where you send us to every single day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.